Viewer discretion is advised. What you're about to hear is vulgar and kinky as fuck. This audio is a fantasy roleplay, and it was created for adult entertainment. It's only a work of fiction with no basis of reality. This audio is not intended to be used as encouragement nor instruction. The creator does not condone the activities depicted within this audio. But what I do want is for you to have a safe place to kick back, pull out your rock hard cock, and get down and dirty. Hope you enjoy.
Life truly changed for me and my 5-month-old daughter, Sarah. My husband was sentenced to 10 years federal prison for robbing a bank. With nowhere to go, my dad suggested we move in with him. I was surprised by his offer. I had no other option, so I took him up on his. And after a couple months of living at Dad's, I wanted to surprise him by deep cleaning the house. While cleaning up his bedroom, I found Dad's deviant diary underneath his bed. I had no clue my dad even wrote, much less what in the hell he was writing inside this journal. Shit, man, I was shocked. I mean, is he really doing this to me, or is it just a fantasy? So I need your help. I want you to read it. And you be the judge. You tell me if you think my dad is just creative as fuck or a horny pervert who wants some family fun sex. So the first entry in my dad's diary was August 17th, 2021. Sierra's piece of shit, now felon husband, was arrested and sentenced to 10 years in federal prison. What a dumbass. Had he asked me for help robbing that bank, I guarantee John would never have been caught. And my dad's so right. Then again, his prison sentence has brought me and my girls closer. And I can't believe Sierra just turned 23 years old, much less a single mom of a 5-month-old baby girl, my first granddaughter. Needless to say, I'm happy the bastard is stuck in prison for the next 10 years. Because the last 2 months have been an amazing bonding experience for me and the girls. But I've come to realize Sierra's got a major drinking problem. Oh, really, Dad? In fact, she's coming home shit-faced drunk after working weekends at the bar. Hey, I'm an adult. I can do what I want. Just last night, I came home to find Sierra passed out on the couch. Her huge, milk-engorged tits were exposed. Her little black mini skirt was hiked all the way up to her crotch. I was staring at her red silky panties with a red spot in the center. She was doing this all while baby Sarah was cradled in her arm, suckling on her milk-filled right breast. I was enamored with my 23-year-old daughter's voluptuous body. Oh, Dad. Sarah has long blonde hair, big green eyes, and plump red lips. She stands 5'7", perfectly toned and tanned. She's normally a 36D with the sexiest bubble butt. Yeah, I know it's wrong to look at my own flesh and blood with perverted incestual thought, but staring at the outline of my daughter's vagina slit through her red silk panties had my penis pulsating. Oh, Dad! Naturally, this provoked filthy, dirty ideas of me sucking on her big, milk-filled 38 double D tit. At first, I envisioned sliding my face between my daughter's long legs, sniffing and licking her bald vagina. And later that evening, we ate dinner together in the living room while we watched some TV, and that's when she pulled out her huge lactating breast, placed my granddaughter's little mouth right on her dark red areola. Dad, why are you staring at me like that? Breastfeeding my daughter is a beautiful thing, don't you think? Even though I did, fuck, she still had me rock hard. And I pretended not to hear her. My perverted cock throbbed and grew hard in my pajama pants. I pulled a blanket over my lap, discreetly started rubbing the tip of my pulsating penis head. When Sarah was done feeding, Sierra got up and put the baby in her crib. And that gave me just enough time to jerk off, and I smeared my huge load of semen on the side of her leather recliner He did what? Oh shit, fire. Has my dad gone fucking mad? August 20th, 2021. It's Friday night, finally. Sierra's breastfeeding Sarah one last time before she leaves for work. I heard my daughter yell that she'll be home around 2 a.m. and told me not to wait up for her. As she finally left for work, I anxiously paced back and forth for about 10 minutes, frequently checking the driveway. I wanted to make sure Sierra hadn't forgot something and needed to run back in to get it. As soon as I felt safe, I headed off to her bedroom, immediately dumping her dirty clothes out on the bed. I scoured through to find 7 pair of dirty, crusty, crotched, pissy panties. I grabbed the 7 pair of panties and sprinted back to my bedroom. And that's when I got naked, laid in my bed, and all I could do was drape her dirty panties over my face and nose, taking deep breaths, inhaling the scent of my daughter's pussy and ass. Oh, Dad. Not only did they smell amazing, but they also made my cock stiffen harder than ever. I was leaking like a sieve. Fuck, the scent of her pissy, cum-soaked panties had my body in an uproar. Feeling the need to squeeze my cum-filled testicles before going in for another whiff. Sierra had the sweetest scent of piss and ass. My mind was so aroused. It made me take the string of her thong that lies right down on her asshole, and I stuck it in my mouth and I just started sucking on it. And I sucked that string clean. And then 2:30 a.m. rolled around, and I heard Sierra and a friend of hers, and the friend, of course, helped her stagger in through the back door. My daughter was so shit-faced drunk, she couldn't even stand up by herself. Together with no help from Sierra, me and her friend got her into the bed, and while she was fucked up, I was thinking I could live out all of my deviant fantasies. And my drunken daughter wouldn't be the wiser. Fuck, the scent of her pissy, cum-soaked panties had my body in an uproar. Feeling the need to squeeze my cum-filled testicles before going in for another whiff, Sierra had the sweetest smelling piss and ass, which had my mind so aroused, driving me to suck on the string of her thong. And I sucked that string clean. I heard Sierra's friend help her stagger from the car through the back door into her bedroom. Oh my God, my daughter was so drunk she couldn't even stand up by herself. And as fucked up as she was, I thought I could live out all my deviant fantasies and this drunken girl wouldn't know or be any wiser. I mean, as your fucking daughter, Dad, I'm shocked that you got the balls to write this in your fucking dad's deviant diary. I'm guessing he calls chicks for family phone sex, too. Sierra drank the cocktail I made her after reassuring it would help avoid a nasty hangover in the morning. About 30 minutes later, she was passed out cold. I pulled out my perverted penis and began to stroke it while fondling her big, juicy tits. I slapped my dick over her pretty face. She had this tight yoga pants on, which I slipped right off her body, along with a pair of pink panties. I took those pink panties and just inhaled. I stood there staring at my daughter's beautiful bald vagina, my cock throbbing. Oh, just begging me to slip it between those glistening lips. I moved my body closer to Sierra's slit. I spread her vagina apart, put my face down, and just started sniffing up her pissy pussy crack. God damn, the strong scent of her piss was intoxicating. Just writing this in my diary has my dick and begging for her snap. Ah, I started licking Sierra's musky vagina while she was passed the fuck out, wishing she were conscious enough to stroke my hard cock. Just then I began to slap my dick right between those plump, juicy lips. I just stroked back and forth. Oh, eventually penetrating Sierra's pussy Oh, it's just the tip of my prick. And then I pulled out my phone and started taking pictures and video. Ah, I was slapping massive milk dripping tip before I got right down and suckled mouthfuls of milk. And then I spit the milk right down on my cock. And I slapped this pulsating piece of meat right onto her cunt. And then I found that wet hole and I started fucking her hard. I mean, Sierra's breast jiggled, bouncing all over the place. And that's when I turned the camera on. Oh, and it was just in time to feel my hard cock ejaculating ropes of hot, creamy cum right into my daughter's unconscious open mouth. Well, darling, Sarah would love to know your thoughts on my perverted dad's deviant diary entry, real or fantasy.